Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub, and I'm the leader of the Fidgetal Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Poway, Vermont. The title of this audio blog is The 5-Minute Zone System. This is not your grandfather's zone system. This is not the full big blur, you know, zone system where we're going to get into expansion and contractions of negatives and pre-exposures and, you know, selenium intensifications of negs. None of that in this conversation. This is the 5-minute down and dirty. How do I use the zone system to make sure that I get a great exposure and a negative that I can do an awful lot with, whether you're in the dark room or scanning for digital purposes. Okay, so here we go. First thing, there's three things you have to have or be willing to do in order for this to work. First, you have to be working in black and white negative material. Secondly, you have to be using Diafine Developer. And third, you have to have some sort of ability to meter a scene selectively. This could be a handheld spot meter. It could be an in-camera spot meter. It could be an incident meter. Whatever. You need the ability to be able to meter a selected area of a scene. Okay, if you can do all three of those, here we go. First off, it's important to remember that the most important part when exposing a negative is to get adequate shadow detail. We've all heard the mantra, expose for the shadows, process for the highlights. This is very, very, very true. If the information is not captured in the exposure, it will not be there when you develop the negative. So it's all important with negative material to get adequate shadow detail. The beautiful part about Diafine Developer is because it's a two-part developer, it actually increases the development in the shadow region of the negative and then yet controls the highlight region because it's a compensating developer, because the developer exhausts very quickly in the highlight portions of the negative. So as a result, you get this wonderful negative that is very controlled and very perfect for our purposes. So what we're going to do is let's have our virtual film. We're going to assume that we're all working with Fuji Acros 100. Okay, so we've got our virtual Fuji Acros 100 speed film, and we need to know what the exposure index for that particular media is in Diafine Developer. I have posted lots and lots and lots of articles on Diafine Developer on this website, and you can go back and find the film of your choice or do testing if you would like. But once you've got your film, and as I said, for testing purposes here or demonstration purposes, we're going to assume we're all using Fuji Acros 100, which, according to my testing, we're going to say has an exposure index of 200. Okay, so if we're working with an exposure index of 200, all we have to do on our camera meter or on our handheld spot meter is underexpose that film by 2 stops. Okay, so what that would mean is if instead of setting your spot meter for 200, you would set your spot meter for 800. So 200 to 400, 400 to 800. So that means that whatever our meter reads is going to read a 2-stop underexposure. So this is very simple. All you have to do when you meter the scene you're about to photograph is meter the area of the scene that you want to have good shadow detail. Good shadow detail in the zone system is usually placed at zone 3. Zone 3 is defined as the darkest dark in a scene that has full textural recognizable detail. It's a 2-stop underexposure from what your meter normally would read, which is 18% gray. So this is very, very, very simple way of working. You're out walking through the woods. You've got your Fuji Acros loaded up. You've got your meter set to 800. You find the scene that you're interested in. You meter the shadows. Whatever that exposure is the exposure you shoot at. There's no issue whatsoever with regards to the highlights because the highlights are all going to be controlled by the compensating nature of Diafine Developer. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's the simple, absolute, foolproof method of doing the zone system. Now, sure, you could always leave your meter set at 200 and, you know, check your shadows, check your highlights, and check other values throughout the scene, but what's the point? If you're working in roll film, you have no ability to individually develop each one of those negatives anyways, and if you're working with Diafine Developer, there's no need to whatsoever at all, because the Diafine Developer is going to compensate for extreme highlight tones and give you great shadow detail. So once again, the 5-minute zone system. Try it. I think you'll find it works every single time. These are just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Have a great day.